You are now listening to Tempo Podcast.
Yo, fam, what's going on with y'all? Check this out, man. We're going to be asking some questions today on this episode. Number one is, what defines you? The second question is, who are you? Third is, what makes you tick? There is factors in our lives that contribute to our existence. So on this episode, we will attempt to answer these questions and expand on the factors which help in our personal development called elements. Yo, before we begin, man, I want to thank you for tuning in with us. I want to also thank you for subscribing. I would love if you would share this podcast with everyone that you know, everyone that you are connected to in and outside of your communities. It is our pleasure to bring you fresh content monthly, covering various topics involving lifestyle, purpose, performance, and also passion. These cornerstones, they help us explore conversations relative to self-awareness and self-development for the sake of creating momentum in a person's life. So today, we are unraveling an important aspect of our lives, right? That contributes to our character. In this context of explaining elements, I'm going to speak from personal experience and also through the lens of overcoming the problematic obstacles which were laid before me at a young age. In no way, shape, or form am I painting this picture to speak on any efforts of my own, but I'm using it as a gateway to recognize the generational repeated actions we have committed to. These problematic issues, which have occurred in and around us, they have shaped our minds and ultimately molded our perspectives concerning life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Furthermore, the elements from our personal history is a direct correlation to the decisions we have made and the ones we will make in the near future. As we proceed, I'm going to define and build a foundation to better explain the impact of elements pertaining to our character. Elements are different from our environments. Our environments offer decisions that projects results according to the willing participants. For an example, let's take poverty. Poverty can be influential in two projected pathways. You have positive and you have negative. However, if you are a willing participant in poverty, there is a projected result attached to it, which is the manifestation of that environment multiplied. But if you are not willing to participate in it, there is also a projected result that swings in the favor of positive effects to someone's life. So in the realm of elements, you can be born into this same environment. However, your experiences are what shapes your character. Poverty pushes some people to their breaking points. Poverty also can push people toward progress. The experience of not having enough or not being able to obtain resources, it can develop a discipline in a person's life to focus completely on the task at hand and to overcome the hurdle of poverty. For me, I remember living in the projects in Chester, Pennsylvania, being off for the summer break from college. I will always wake up early and go to the Crozier Library on 9th and Ingle Street, which is down a little bit from there. My goal was to get there before 9 a.m. so I can be the first person on the computer. Each time on the computer, you'll get about 30 minutes. But I went there for several reasons. One was to escape my living conditions for a few hours. The other was to strategize a way out of my circumstance. I would do this 5 days a week, and I'd spend about 6 to 7 hours there just reading books on self-help, educational freedom, financial freedom, scientific breakthroughs, technological systems for the future. See, I was hungry for information that could basically transform my life. I already had a work ethic. I just needed a direction to go in. My library experience, it guided me. It really did. It literally transformed my life from the inside out. Yes, we were in poverty, but I declared to myself I would not become a participant in it. See, poverty is an environment, but the experiences of it are the elements in which contributes to our character. The environment of poverty works the same way the seasons do. Within time frames and of each season, you will be required to take a different approach to life. However, if you cannot distinguish or identify the experiences correctly that has happened in your life, your result will be the same as the previous season in that same environment. As most of us have seen people, or we might know of people experiencing the same seasons in their life, that is because they fail to recognize and acknowledge their participation in that environment. With or without money, a person can suffer from a poverty-stricken mentality because although they may have a resource, they still can lack pivotal decision-making processes that can help elevate them out of their circumstance. I want to switch gears here. I want to point out some historical elements that may have shaped our character. I believe they have, but others may, you know, your opinion might be different. But I believe these historical elements have severely misguided a lot of us in our decision making. But as we close out 2019 and we entering into 2020, there are many aspects of our lives, in society that still is the same as it was in the 50s, 60s, 70s. For this reason, we must acknowledge this resurgence of this cultural and political influence from these time periods to ultimately answer the question, where are we going as it pertains to the year 2020? As I stated earlier, environments can only affect the participants, but environments infect the it also affects the characters of those connected to the participants, knowingly and unknowingly, which in turn empowers decision making. But the 1950s, the 60s, and also the 70s are basically the years that our great grandparents or grandparents or parents or any elders that helped us grow up. These are the time periods that most of them have grown up in. So the attributes and the decisions that they have made for us in a way misguided us along the way. Let me explain a little more. Most of us learned dependency rather than declaring our independence. Most of us learned systematic lifestyles rather than self-sufficiency. Most of us learned conflict resolution through the lens of aggression, right? We learned educational illiteracy from less attention to the foundational mathematics or reading skills and more attention to helping out around the house or assisting in raising siblings. Our shortcomings are passed down from generation to generation. Our mistakes we are making today have been encoded or embedded into our DNA from a young age, from our past family lineages that we're fearful to confront the issues that has plagued our society in those time periods and also has plagued our families. I want to insert this point strongly. I really do. No one or nothing can eliminate or defeat something they are participating in. I'm going to say that again. No one or nothing can eliminate or defeat something they are participating in. Our environments such as poverty, homelessness, political oppression, social injustice, racial oppression, miseducation, immigration laws, the list goes on. We cannot eliminate these issues if we are actively participating in the systematic components that support these issues. Out of our participation of these issues, the effects, which are the elements that molded us in a way that we have, became what the previous generation could not overcome. In my experience, I firmly believe my father and mother were and still is unique and amazing people. I also believe that what they were up against was an eternal fight that was passed through generational implications of fear, misappropriated love, and lack of authoritative figures, which in turn left them to execute a lot of decisions they were not prepared to execute. So the fear, the misappropriation of love, and the lack of authoritative figures passed on to myself. I can remember at the age of 17, 18, I had many questions pertaining to the why of my life. I was internally angry I was confused. I was rebellious to anything that didn't give a sensation of feeling good. The same was for my parents. The drugs, the streets, it offered them a sensation of feeling good. See, poverty, this environment has rendered itself unto us. But the elements offered the ultimate response. A broken family with great potential, but fearful to confront the issues in front of them. It wasn't until I was 26 years of age when I began to evaluate my shortcomings and do my best to pinpoint the cause of my internal problems. I found that I had to unlearn generational habits, all stemming from poverty. The elements configured personality patterns that contribute to the environment of poverty. Once I recognized the elements, I began to, reconstruct my life in a prosperous way. Now, when I began to reconstruct my life, a lot of things that I couldn't see clearly at one point, I could begin to see clearly now. It wasn't until I began to see clearly is when the things, the creative side of myself or the business side of myself or the proactive side of myself became prosperous, because now I can look at life in its clear view. I want to bring this to a close. Yes, elements are different from our environments. We are not products of our environments. We're products of what we say we are products of. So if you say you are a product of your environment, yes, you will be that. I wanted to do this because I wanted to shed some light on the character differences that we can possess, that we can obtain through some extreme circumstances. You have a decision to make, and that is a decision of prosperity, not in the sense of having money, but in the sense of you having options. You have options to do what it is you set your heart to do, you set your mind to do, what you focus on. My hope is that to the person that is listening, that you do not look at life through the lens of what's in front of you, but you look at life through the lens of what's inside of you.
Hope you enjoyed Tempo Podcast today. You can subscribe on all podcast platforms and on our website at www.paysetmovement.com. Thanks for listening. And until next week, remember, create momentum, then dictate tempo.